looking for. You prefer to do that? Or
well,
what?
And because sometimes, don't we play the chord afterwards? You
yes.
wrote with in parentheses to actually arpeggiate a chord after it. And this way you're all set for that.
To do this, you mean?
Well, let's see, where are we? It just seems natural to do that. Because
okay,
to end up with the little finger on the fourth note, and that allows you to go to this, should you want to.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, that's good. Then do it. That's
yeah,
okay.
It's the same sound, pretty much. The other thing is...
Yeah, it's exactly the same. In fact, you played very well.
Yeah.
Now what we would do is to play the chords over that. What are the chord changes? Learn to play that.
Okay.
So you could get a page of chords in front of you, the one that has just the soprano.
Okay,
like,
this one here, right?
Yeah. The one that says all the letters. But not with the memory, not with the video, because we need the melody.
Yeah, actually, the way I've been working on this all for the last 2 weeks is I recorded your video on an audio, MP3, and I'd have earphones, so I'd count right along with you. I wouldn't see you, but I could count with you. And
the visual is less important. The sound is important. That's right. Look, play this video, Bruce, from 20 seconds, and then we will... You will try to play the chords along with it. So it means we will go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just left hand. I want to see if you can switch the chords in the proper moment along with the piece.
Well, I hope so. I did a little bit of that too. So
let's do it with the metronome. Put up the volume of your video.
Okay. So now we try to play 1 and 2 Roman numerals. 69. Like what we did in the example last lesson. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got up on the wrong count. I'm gonna back it up here.
Okay, wait. But Bruce, you are in step 3, man. We said step 2. Step 2 is just the right hand will just do one thing here, one chord, because we want to fix first the left hand.
Left hand.
And then the right hand is the rhythmic. Then we will do both together. First we need to match the chord with the melody. So for the right hand, don't worry about the chord.
My problem is...
We'll play it in the place.
Okay. I came in on the wrong count.
Wait. That's not that. Bruce, I want you to do. Look, this is 69 parts there.
Mm-hmm.
So, practically speaking, every chord will last four beats, and therefore it will sound like this. 1, 2, 3. You see, so I want you to do one chord only to make sure you are switching left hand in the proper place.
Yeah.
Then once we can do that, then we put the right hand and then we are there.
Okay. Now here's my problem with that is it's syncopated, right? You start the notes a beat and a half before the chord comes in, right?
But you play the chord on one, eh? You don't play the chord syncopated.
Yeah,
you play the chord normal.
Okay, so, and that's where I have problems coming in on the count, you see. Okay,
so
let me try it one more time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One is for you to play the chord, only beat one. You don't worry with that.
69. Like,
okay, here we try one more time.
I did an example last lesson. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
repeated, and please, the chords are only on beat one. So you have to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, B, 2, 3, 4, B, 2, 3, 4, B, 2, 3, 4, A, 2. So in the same measure, same exact measure. You are doing well, the first part came good, then after you get a strike. So let's repeat that to reinforce that what you are doing properly.
Okay, so now we'll play one and two Roman numerals. 69. Like what we did in the example last lesson. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
No, 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 it's a start. Wait, one moment. We're starting the wrong count, you know why? Because when I count before, I count 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. One, and until there is
when
we play
it. Okay, that's what I was getting. So the melody actually starts a beat and a half before I play the first E minor.
Would be exactly
a beat and a half.
In the second 36 is where you have to hit the first one.
Okay, so we'll try it again.
Because you know is the cue to play is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the cue only. It's a cue to start.
Sure, and then, so it's actually the third one. 1.
Yes.
2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. And that will be
and
E minor.
That one is the one that you play, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, give it play one more shot here. Okay, let's
yes, go. I'm sure you can.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3. No, what happened is that you're playing the part of the D chords.
Yeah, and it doesn't go with that. So you wanted me just to repeat the first two measures.
Yes, just the first two, that's right. Do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sorry?
That was good. Let's repeat it again.
Oh, keep going.
Yeah, no, but let's repeat it from the beginning.
Oh, right from the beginning, because what's the difference between repeating and keeping going? It's all the same.
If provided you have the right chord, yes.
Oh, I see. But the pickup. Okay, you start the pickup again.
Because the first time is F sharp and the second time is B.
Right.
And you compute one after that.
Oh, did I? Okay. Yeah, I did a lot of that when I was practicing.
Well, you're near to doing well. And then after this, we will do with the rhythm. Look, try now again, just the chord. We are picking things one by one. you matched with the melody and the chord was going properly.
Okay.
Now what we need to do is to keep that going while we do the strumming with the right hand.
Right.
So it's just that. Don't be confused with the chord. That's why we need to repeat that. So I suggest you two exercises. One is to repeat the chords with that as you did now. Just move all the video like that one time a day, 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then once we do that, then now we will try to see how we will practice the strumming with that.
Okay.
Let's try that. Let's just do a track.
Okay, from the beginning.
Yes, from the beginning.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you. Part three will come in a few days, but I won't necessarily work on that. I'll continue
just
to work on strum.
For the next 3 days, just do this one, strumming.
Yeah.
With that video. And then I will send you in 3 days more or four, I will send you the other link so that the next lesson we can check that, because I am sure you can do it alone now.
Okay. Do we want to continue on Saturday or back to Tuesday?
Yes, we'll be, well, as we were doing Saturday, if you can, that's much better, because this will, here in Malaga, it's much better, it's when I am here.
Okay.
The other one, I have to go from the school to my house, which is not very far, but, you know, sometimes people entertain me there, they keep asking questions at the school or something, and then I came late. It's better than as we have been doing. Just send me the email and confirm it, and that's all.
Okay, so I'm not clear. You like Tuesday, or do you like Saturday?
No, I mean, what we were doing this last days was this time, right?
Well, no. We did that because of Christmas time. I could go back to the Tuesday that we did before, or I could do Saturday. Either one.
Then Saturday.
Okay, Saturday's good for me too. So Saturday at 4:30 your time.
Yes, okay. Just send me the email and then I will write it and I don't mess up things.
Okay, I'll confirm it with an email and I'll watch for your videos in a few days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, count on that.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Thank
See you later.
My friend.
Bye.